com.
Good morning, 922.
More book lovers are turning to e-readers for the convenience of buying, carrying, and reading their favorite books. And we used to actually get a discount for doing it, but now there are many options on the market that make complicated if you're looking to buy one for a loved one or friend this holiday season. Joining us to help us out on our shopping spree here is Larry Magid, who's CBS Technology Consultant and CNET's Technology Analyst. Larry, good morning. It's great having you back with us. Help us out here. Are there any e-readers that stand out from the pack?
Well, I think the Amazon Kindles stand out, and the Kindle Paperwhite, which is $139, really stands out because it has both a bright display, very readable, indoors and outdoors. You can take it to the beach. I heard just a minute ago they got a gorgeous day in Washington. You can go outside in the mall with it on a bright sunny day. And at the same time, you can use it at night because it's got a backlit light. But the other thing to consider when you're looking at e-readers is to realize that just about every tablet is also an e-reader. So, for example, the iPad has Apple's iBook software on it, but it also has Kindle software from Amazon. So I can read my Kindle books on my iPad, but I can also read them on my Android tablet, for that matter, on my phone. So the tablets are going to give you the versatility, and obviously Amazon understood that when they developed the Kindle Fire, which is a tablet, a 7-inch and also a 10-inch tablet that does pretty much the same thing the iPhone does, although with different software, but also as an e-reader. So you've got a tremendous amount of choices, but versatility, get a tablet. If it's just a reader, you're going to save money and maybe get better battery life and better conditions. If all you want to do is read, is to just get something like a Kindle, or for that matter, a Sony or a Nook as well. There are others out there as well.
Isn't the Barnes & Noble Nook full color regarded pretty highly?
Yeah, it's very highly regarded. The issue with book readers, it's an excellent book reader. So the hardware is good. The issue with book readers is also the books that they read. And one of the key things that both Barnes & Noble and Amazon is trying to get you to do is to buy into their ecosystem. So if you already got a bunch of Amazon Kindle books, you have a vested interest in sticking with Kindle. The same thing is true with Nook. So that's a consideration when you're buying a gift. If it's a replacement device, find out if this person's already got an investment in books.
I've been reading my books on my iPad almost exclusively since the first iPad day. And I've never had a problem, but it's a question many people still ask me. You ever lose your books?
No, you wouldn't lose your books, even if you lose your iPad, because they're on the cloud, if that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I love about them. Not only will I not lose my books, but I have literally hundreds of books, not only on my iPad, but my Android tablet, my iPhone, my Android phone, any device I want. I've got my entire library, and if I don't have it, I can go download it in a matter of minutes.
Good advice. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Larry Magid is CBS Technology Consultant and CNET Technology Analyst.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.